Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Welcome everyone to the new version of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. My name is Sandrine. I am the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is a non-for-profit here to help people, all humans, remember the truth of their sovereign multidimensionality. I love sharing the messages that I receive from my High Council of Light, which is made out of many different galactics. If you are watching this on video, you will see five of them represented behind me in beautiful artwork from the Light Being Codes. I also channel and co-create with many angels and archangels, as well as ascended masters, stars, earth elementals, dragons, and so many more beautiful beings of the light. So it is my great pleasure to be present today live on YouTube. So if you are catching this now, please let me know in the comment if you are here, as I love to feel that you are present and connected with me as I share all the things, all the exciting things that are happening right now. Also, if you catch this on the replay on YouTube or on my podcast, please remember to like the episode, to share it with your friends who we think are going to receive a lot from what we share with you. You can also make sure, if you're on YouTube, to press the little bell so you can be reminded every time I go live. Thank you so much for your support. It's always so wonderful to hear from you in the comment, to hear from you by email, and so on. So today, the episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry initiates a new format. As you know, we just facilitated an epic channeling challenge only 2 weeks ago, and I have received amazing feedback from this challenge. And what has transpired is that many people are new to our non-for-profit, to the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry and the teachings that we share, and they want to know more. So a lot of people have already signed up to some of my existing programs, but there was also a need that we felt for all the new people that might not be quite there yet into joining the portal, my new membership to help you amplify your channeling abilities to elevate not only your personal life, but as well your soul mission business. So as we launch this new membership, and as we also train people highly in Iria School of Channeling, which is for people who are ready to work as channel, and I have many existing channelers there that want to get better at what they do, that school will be for you. So what has transpired during the channeling challenge is that many people have a lot of absolutely epic questions, and we want to be there for you. So you can send your questions, and every week we will be addressing some of the questions during this live. So thank you very much for sending your questions to info@sandrines.com. Again, it is info@sandrines.com. And as you send your question, all the questions will be kept. And every week, I just pick up a few questions to answer during the live, and it will be posted on my channel on YouTube as well as on my podcast. So thank you so much for being there. We are here for you. Make the most of it, because all questions are good questions, as we say. It can be questions that feel like super 3D. How do I do to have more money? How do I do to meet the love of my life? How do I do to manifest a new house? You know, it can be like all of these questions also about what is going on in humanity. You know, I don't know how to relate to my friends, to my partner, to my family members as I go on my spiritual evolution journey. So all questions are good questions. You can also ask like super out there question about the meaning of life and the creation of the universe. Who is God? Who are the angels? You can ask any question. And from a question, we basically tap into the field to perceive what the answer will be so it can touch the heart of most people that are going to receive it. So make the most of it. Send us your questions. We are so happy to be here for you and ignite a new momentum of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry life. And you know, the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry is actually a non-for-profit. And what do we do as a non-for-profit? Well, we are here to educate people on what it means to express and to embody our multidimensionality consciously. So when people invest in their growth, their spiritual growth, their channeling growth as part of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, they offer a contribution. So we call it a contribution, right? So it's a payment if you prefer. But this contribution is going into the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry to help us grow and amplify our message so more and more people can receive the extraordinary teachings that are flowing from God and that me and my High Council of Light are here to share with you. So we are the translators, if you want. And in today's society, as we are building the new Golden Age, it's still very important for us to be able to connect with divine money frequency so we can perpetuate, so we can share, so we can grow, right? So money frequency is a beautiful way to co-create with more people, to share with more people. So I'm very excited to let you know that for the very first time, we have created a way for you to donate to the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, and you can donate whatever you want. It can be $1, can be $100, can be $1,000. You choose the amount. And every time you donate, it allows us, but also this frequency that we share, to anchor more on planet Earth. As we receive that, to spread the good news of the new Golden Age being present, on how to rise up to be, you know, present, fully aligned to our mission, fully aligned to our channel and to the beautiful beings of the light that we co-create with. So if you've been receiving from us, if you have been willing to, you know, to support everything that we do, me and my High Council, I have many assistants, you know, in the physical and the non-physical. So it would mean so much if you could donate whatever feels good for you. And for that, you can simply ask us, you know, when you send an email, and we will place the link. The link is going to be placed in our new website that is under construction, as well as Instagram. So thank you very much in advance. We will place also a link underneath this video and this podcast, so it is easy for you to find, because thanks to all the contribution, it means that we can now share more and more and more of the incredible messages that are coming. So thank you very much for joining from Massachusetts, Colleen. That's so lovely to connect with you. If you're joining live, let me know where you're from. Oh, nice, Karen. It's so nice to see you. Thank you for sending a question. So as you hear, Karen, I might answer one of your questions. So thank you very much, Karen from Auckland, for sending this question. And this question is, what are the things we should be doing in these transition times as, on one hand, energetic protection and, on the other hand, hygiene, like spiritual hygiene? I love this question. This is such a good question. And I know that it's going to serve a lot of you, because these two questions are some of the most asked questions, I would say. And it really shows the level of devotion and commitment that people have about not only their spiritual journey, but also about the way they can show up in the world, the way they can serve other people by embodying more of their online themselves. So I really love this question, because it really shows a lot of intentionality. So the first thing is that, yes, we are going through massive transitions. I don't know if you know this, but like the sun is going crazy out there, and we have all of these amazing galactic storms happening all around the planet. That says a lot. You know, I saw this graphic on a reel on Instagram that actually show how it happens, you know, energetically with a solar flare that comes. It's like, oh, this is amazing. It even creates sacred geometry as we are blasted by these solar flares. And so there's not only that, but there's so many more reasons why we are clearly experiencing pathways of accelerated evolutions. Pathways of accelerated evolutions happen when we transition from one era to another era. So completely different timelines, completely different frequencies that we live from, that we co-create with. And this is happening at the moment. So more than ever, it is extremely important to practice good spiritual hygiene. What is good spiritual hygiene? Well, it varies. Everybody is different. I'm not here to tell you that you must absolutely do this every single day for the rest of your life. Otherwise, you're not gonna ascend, right? I'm more of the inclination. Like for me, what aligns more, especially as the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry is here to promote sovereignty, is to help you understand that as a sovereign being of the light and as a multidimensional being of the light, you continuously evolve in a way that is going to allow you to connect to who you are. And as a unique being, as a unique fractal of God consciousness, there is no one like you ever. You are the only configuration that is part of life, that is part of your Oversoul network and the greater plan, you know, God. You are the only configuration like you. No one else has your hairstyle right now, your soul blueprint, your ancestors imprint, you know, what you're wearing. No one else. You are the only one. And therefore, it is very important to not only learn to connect to your sovereignty, but also to understand what is the spiritual hygiene and the protection that you need. And that will also evolve. That will also change. So what I highly recommend is to tune in into certain phases of your light. For example, where I am, it's the month of May, but we are not experiencing spring cleaning. Thank you very much. I'm going towards autumn and then winter. And therefore, the spiritual hygiene I'm going to develop now is different from the one that I embrace when there is more light and warmer temperature. That's one difference, for example. Also, as people, cis women, people who were born as females, we have also our periods, you know, cycles that will also influence our spiritual hygiene. We have the phases of the moon, the planet, the rhythm of season. We have what's going on in our family as well. So there are many reasons why you need to be able to practice. One, flexibility. And the other is discipline. When you bring flexibility and discipline together, you have the winning formula to help you have a healthy spiritual hygiene that is not like controlling and enslaving, but that is very empowering and nourishing. So we would say that the foundation, the most important, is regularity. So try to create spiritual hygiene or like discipline, spiritual practices daily. And try to keep the same one for a little while. And here, yes, you're going to meet many resistances of your human, like, I don't want to wake up early, like, I don't have time for this. But this is the answer to the question. It is your responsibility to create a time and to change your routine so you can welcome more spiritual practices in your life. And it doesn't have to be a lot. For example, one of my current practical tools that I love to embrace as the, you know, light is diminishing and it's getting colder and colder out there, what I do is that I use the snooze button as a spiritual practice. And how do I use the snooze button as a spiritual practice, you may ask? Well, the snooze button does not have a very good reputation, right? Again, you can change it, you know, with your attitude and your intention. So for me, I would put the snooze button on. And basically, when my alarm rings, I press snooze. And so it's like 9 minutes. And so what I do is like I consciously connect to my heart and I ask my heart, what do I need to know? I ask my guides, what do I need to know? Is there anything important I need to know? So I can ask my soul, my guides, my soul mission, and God. Generally speaking, I ask the divine, which includes all of these aspects, right? It's like, okay, what do I need to know right now? And I breathe from my heart and I tune into my heart. So if I doze off, I go into this subliminal space where I actually can receive a lot of pretty epic questions while still being in bed, you know, in my warm, comfy bed. Isn't that epic? And I can do that for a couple of times. Also, if I have had some very vivid dreams the night before, it allows me to get deeper understanding on these dreams. Sometimes I receive massive downloads. Sometimes I snooze two times and it gives me the opportunity to have this amazing conversation about something pretty big that's happening for me or in the world right now. So that is, to me, that is a wonderful tip to start with having good spiritual hygiene. What is the bigger picture here is that there is conscious connection with the divine. So the first thing I want to encourage you to do is every single day, find a way to have conscious connection with the divine. It can be snoozing in bed, but you could also wake up and go and sit at your altar, create an altar, meditate. Find silence, because I also do that. You know, working on silencing the mind, and that is not going into this visualization connection with your galactics. No, it is I silence the mind. So the mind is my servant today. You know, I put it right into its place. The mind is not going to dominate me today. My angelic nature leads me from the heart and my headspace. My mind is there to basically serve the voice of God flowing through me in its own unique, particular way today. So this is the first thing around having good spiritual hygiene. Bring discipline and flexibility so every single day you can connect with the divine. Do it in the morning, do it in the evening. You can do it for 5 minutes, you can do it for an hour or even more, of course. The second thing for spiritual hygiene is like working with your body, working with your cycles, working also with the seasons that you are experiencing, the unique grid on planet Earth that you have chosen to live from or to travel from right now. Use that to have amazing physical hygiene. So I'm talking here about food, drinks, and exercise and time spent in nature. Okay, so really clean your body, have a great relationship with your body, eat healthy, drink healthy, bring some movement daily into your life. That is excellent spiritual hygiene. Why? Because the body is our divine temple. If the body does not work well, if the body is completely polluted and never looked after, it's going to be very challenging for us to channel and to feel deeply connected to our soul and soul mission. The other branch of the question from Karen, which was, what are the things we should be doing in these transition times as hygiene, spiritual hygiene, and energetic protection? So energetic protection, yes, yes, yes. Okay, so there is a bigger architecture to this. The bigger architecture that some people talk about and that I actually agree with is that as beings of the light, we are actually just love, and therefore we don't need protection because we transcend all templates of separation and we are not, you know, like in alignment with dark forces. Yes, when we are an ascended master, when we are fully embodied. Yes, of course. But let's be humble for a moment and let's realize that we are not in the full embodiment of that light yet. As a multidimensional being of the light, yes, 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 I am an angel, I'm enlightened, and all of us are, because we are the light of God, so of course we are. And as an experiment, our Oversoul Network, which is the higher self, the unique fractal of God, if you want, it is coming to Earth in a body. And this body, what it is made out, it is made of carbon-based DNA, which carries the trauma of ancestors, of our past lives, inner child. From this carbon-based DNA, through the principle of quantum resonance, which is the law of attraction, if you prefer, we therefore connect to frequencies that are of a similar frequency that the one we emit. And as a fractal being. This is the core of the teachings that we share around fractal dynamics, right? our fractal self vibrate at a certain degree of variability. So a degree of variability means I have at times complete connection with my angelic nature, which means that I vibrate at a very high level. This is when I feel fully heart-centered, I'm going with the flow, I'm connecting with my soul and my team and all of the things, all right? So when I'm like that, I'm very high vibrational. And then what happens? Well, life on earth happens. There's no guilt to have here. It's just like, oh, something happens here with the kids, something happened there with the in-law, something happened there with the money, with the work, and so on. The next thing we know, we are angry, we're frustrated, we're sad, we are lost, we are full of doubts, we are full of frustration, and then we don't vibrate at such a high level of frequency anymore. So here is what is important to realize. We are always vibrating. We are always connected to the highest frequency that are present within our heart, our angelic nature. It is always there. But at times, our human identifies with the templates of separation and density. This is part of the game of life, right? So when we are humble and when we actually understand the architecture of light, which is life, which is what I specialize into, that and teaching others how to channel with precision as epic angels. So we always share. We also attract, you know, experiences, beings, and frequencies that are vibrating at a lower level because it is present. And sometimes it's not because who we are now. It could be because of who we were like 10 years ago and even in another lifetime. But there are still this kind of like, you know, remaining lower frequency present within the field. And we are like, one of the reasons why we are alive is to actually to alchemize that. So when we know this regarding protection, we place protection because it can happen at any time that we stay in the world of separation and suffering because we identify with it. You know, we lose a pet or it's hard at work. We're having an argument with our partner and we're like chewing on it. You know, this is just so many things. So if we don't protect ourselves, we are more inclined to feel the lower realms, the middle realms, the lower experiences, like at an exacerbated level, if you want. There is less cushioning of that. So it becomes even harder to actually navigate that as an angel because we are kind of like in the midst of it. It's like, oh, in complete mud. When we protect ourselves, it means that at times, yes, we're still going to have all the human feelings, but we have this technology, which is the protective technology that allows us to be more like the angel, to see more of the bigger picture, to be more there for ourselves, you know, with compassion and love, so we don't oscillate for a longer period of time. Also, it creates a protection. So frequencies that are coming from other people, like psychic attack and also attacks that happen, you know, in other planes of existence around us, they will have a lot less impact. Okay, so I see continuously people that have entities and demons on them. It is completely normal because especially at the moment, because the earth is ascending, there is a purging that happens. So a lot of beings that have been trapped in the in-between middle realm to lower realm for a very long time, it means that now they are cooking, they are under pressure because the frequency of the earth is increasing and they can no longer stand it. They cannot stay here any longer. So basically, they become very activated because they want to leave. They're like, help me, you know? And so they're going to stay stuck to, spiritual people because, you know, we shine a lot of light and they need it. They want it to be able to transition. So it is very important to practice spiritual protection, to have no fears, because if you continue choosing love as a guiding force, you will be less and less inclined to meet lower to middle realm frequency. So like with the work that I do, at times it still happens. It is very minimal compared to what I used to experience, over a decade ago as a child, you know, and I did not know what to do when they were all over me, these entities. So for today's question, we would love for you to remember these two things, okay? Spiritual Hygiene Daily. Practice with consistency and flexibility. Find what works for you. So remember, find a way to connect with the divine. It can be, again, meditation, my special trick as well around snoozing. It can be, of course, mantra, prayers. It can be journaling. It can be chanting. It can be, you know, anything. For some people, it's practicing art. So find a way to be in connection with the divine every day. And also place your spiritual protection around you. And for spiritual protection, I created maybe even 2 years ago now an epic live transmission called Protection for Lightworkers. And it's an 8 layers Andromedan shield, which is absolutely freaking epic. And once you learn how to place the different layers around this shield, it's like it's unbreakable. It's extremely efficient. So we will link it as well here under this video, Andromedan Sheen. So you can place it every single day around you. And then once you know how it works, you can just feel and think about it and it will be activated. Okay? So remember to place your energetic protection. Remember to practice spiritual hygiene. Also, I mentioned again, eating and drinking healthy. And if you are interested, a great way to continue receiving more on this subject is actually to join the portal. The portal is a brand new membership when you receive access to my entire coded database, which is filled with so many transchannel activation and cosmic surgeries and quantum journeys. You can connect to galactics, ancient civilizations, so you can understand more about the body of work that I channel in transchannel, which is the fractal energetic system. There's an entire module on quantum healing, how to co-create with ancestral timelines, with past lives and inner child. There's an entire module on intuition, channeling abilities, psychic upgrades and enhancement, and so much more. So I would love for you to join the portal. It is an evergreen program, so you can join at any time, yes, but now there is a momentum created because we just opened and we had our first session. It was absolutely epic. And this week on Thursday, if you live in the States and Canada, and on Friday, if you live in Australia, New Zealand, or Bali like me, I live in New Zealand, then you can receive this next transmission. And it's all about that one for channeling for your soul mission business. So in the portal, you don't only receive access to my entire digital library, plus 5 online courses in the portal, you also join me in my high council every single week. No, it's actually 3 weeks a month. So it's pretty much every single week. We have 1 week of integration. So once we meet up for channeling for your personal life, the other one is channeling for your soul mission business. And then the last session is actually mentoring session. So guys, you can have me and my High Council of Light as your mentor. I would absolutely love for you to join the portal because this is what I share here on YouTube, like 10,000 times even better, because there is also an epic community. So you get to know other people and I get to know you more. So that would be absolutely wonderful to see you in the portal, my new membership. Thank you so much for joining for today. Thank you for submitting your questions, Karen. I absolutely love them. Remember to send me your questions by email at info@sandrines.com. So next week, I might answer your question. Thank you so much. Take care and see you next time. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.